So we're going to read the study of the Ten Sefirot, part one, page five in Hebrew, the first chapter called Tzimtzum and Kav, the restriction and line include two chapters, two parts. We're in item, in the middle of item 50, in the words, you should also know.
We start from the 4 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to read from the enter.
Why did the upper light create the will to receive in 4 degrees? Please.
We're starting from the second excerpt. You should know that the upper light must expand via 4 degrees before it uncovers that it will receive it in its fullest permanent measure in the emanated being. The reason for it is that the will to receive is incorporated in the expansion of light from the root. And by that, the light is considered to have departed from the emanator and acquired its own name, meaning expansion from the emanator. As long as this disparity of form of the will to receive was not incorporated in it, it was still regarded as an emanator and not as expansion that departed and shifted from the emanator. That is because the only difference in spirituality is the disparity of form. However, as much as this desire became disclosed by the force of the emanated being, it still was not permanent in the emanated being. It means that the emanated being must yearn to receive the abundance before it is considered that the will to receive appeared by the force of the emanated being himself. This yearning can only be when he does not have the abundance. For only then is it possible to want it in a way that the will to receive will be uncovered through his own strength. It is then that the vessels of reception are completed permanently.
Meaning, the light that emerges from the emanator creates the will to receive to him, to the light itself, and then this process, the light and the desire are connected together, and the desire develops in the light until the desire begins to feel itself that it is opposite the light, and then it disconnects from the light, and then they are made as two separate discernments. There is light and there is desire. The desire to bestow on the side of the light and the desire to receive on the side of the desire, the vessel. And this, they are opposite from one another and disconnected from one another.
You should also know that any expansion of light from the emanator must consist of a will to bestow, just as it consists of a will to receive. Otherwise, the emanator and the emanated being would have been in oppositeness of form, meaning a total separation. And the oppositeness of form would then depart them from one another, as the West departs from the East. Thus, each light that expands from the emanator must be incorporated of a will to bestow as well, so that the emanated being will have proximity of form with the emanator.
I don't see questions in the meantime. Let's continue.
When the will to bestow appears in the emanated being, a great light extends to him from the emanator, related to that awakening. This light is always referred to as light of chasadim, light of mercy. The first expansion from the emanator, in which the will to receive is incorporated, is always referred to as light of chokhmah, or the light of his self. You should memorize these two types of lights. The second light, being light of chasadim, is much lower than the first light, being light of chokhmah. That is, because it is extended by the intensification and the awakening of the emanated being by his own force, as he wants to equalize his form with the emanator. For which reason he intensifies himself and awakens towards the will to bestow.
Meaning, the light of chasadim doesn't come from the Creator. Of course it comes from there, but only according to the awakening of the emanated being to be resembled to the emanator. Meaning, the will to receive, created after all sorts of actions, it wants also to be in bestowal like the Creator. And so it receives force, of course, from the Creator, and it can be in bestowal on his own part. And with respect to who? To the Creator. Or afterwards, that this one emanated being was divided into many emanated beings, and then through them we can bestow to the Creator. But ultimately, the action of awakening, bestowal from the Creator to the creature to the Creator is light of chasadim. The influence of the bestowal of the Creator to the creature is called light of chokhmah. Yes. Okay, we have PT4.
I'm trying to understand if what Baal HaSulam writes is one, that you need yearning from the emanate being, from the created being, and number two, is does this yearning have to be in order to bestow? That's the division.
Of course, yearning on the side of the creature must be to bestow to the Creator. Right. And according to this measure of yearning, you can thus perform this yearning, and bestowing to the Creator is called as such, will have light of chasadim, light of mercy. And in the extent, the measure of light of chasadim that he creates the creature, yes, in bestowal to the Creator, the Creator can clothe in light of chokhmah, and then there is called revelation of the Creator to the creature. In this mutual bestowal, the bestowal of the creature to the Creator is chasadim, and the bestowal of the Creator to the creature is called chokhmah, and then chokhmah is clothing in chasadim.
Kiev 1.
How should we build the intention correctly so that light of chasadim can be built between us?
Light of chasadim is a desire to bestow on the side of the creature. Desire to bestow on the side of the creature is that it is that continues from the creature to the rest of the creatures, to the Creator. That's called that he wants to bestow. If he really wants to bestow, then he receives from the general light such a force called light of chasadim, light of mercy.
And we feel it as bestowal, as light?
Of course we feel it as a force of bestowal.
And how does the light of chokhmah clothe on this intention?
When we are in light of chasadim with respect to the Creator, then according to the size and intensity of our light of chasadim to bestow to the Creator, such we receive from the Creator fulfillment to that light of chasadim. And that's already called light of chokhmah.
Ну, можно уточнить, вот это наполнение, оно в чем выражается?
Can you be exact here? That fulfillment doesn't, how is that implemented?
Bestowal of chokhmah that comes from the to the chasadim that comes from the creature brings us the sensation of the revelation of the Creator.
Focus group.
Focus group.
The process we're reading about now stems from the desire of the created being or from the action of the Creator?
This process surely, it all begins from the Creator and depends on the reaction from the side of the creature. But the Creator is the first.
Until it started, it was him, and his name was one. The light filled the Kli completely, etc. So what suddenly happened that he starts this process? What's the motivation?
The Shemot, the records from the shattering from Adam HaRishon, the creature, right? And the influence of the light upon them from the side of the Creator. PT 18.
Good morning, everyone. Teacher, I have to ask you something, but it's not exactly about this first page. Is it okay?
Okay.
Teacher, it's about the Parsa. It's in the Malchut, and it's a black light. Why is that? What is it?
The Parsa is a border that differentiates between actions of bestowal and actions of reception. Vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. Light of Chasadim and light of Chokhmah. Parsa is the border that includes in it many differences between the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. In the world of Atzilut, there is only vessels of bestowal, to bestow on the intent to bestow, to receive on the intent to bestow, truly without limitations, everything possible. Rather, below Parsa, if there is a vessel, then it is limited. It cannot, by its definition that it is below Parsa, it cannot receive on the intent to bestow, rather only bestow on the intent to bestow.
He says that I'm limited, but in what? From here I only receive under my conditions? He won't receive at all?
We always receive according to our conditions. More than our conditions, we cannot see anything if we don't imagine it. So in sum total, we are in an imagination. Yes. And what's important to us, if we are to reach through the Ten to revelation of the Creator, and stand as such before the Creator, all of us together, as one. And to this extent, we're connecting together in the correct manner and speaking with the Creator in a frontal manner, one with the other. Okay?
PT 31.
What actually spreads from the emanator to the emanated being? A relation, a feeling?
Bestowal. Bestowal, that it includes in it all the bestowals of reality. PT
19.
Hello, Rav. Is the light of Chasadim in the oppositeness of form or only in the equivalence of form? And why is it so?
Light of Chasadim that comes from the side of the creature, not from the side of the Creator. And thus it always comes according to the extent of the measure of the equivalence of form of the creature with the Creator. Ashkelon 3.
Why is in the example of the guest and the host, why does the process happen the opposite way? First, the host offers the light of Chokhmah and the guest rejects it. develops the light of Chassidim.
The guest must first reject the light of Chokhmah, reject the offering, and then in the offering, and then check if he has the force to receive the what's offered, and to receive and intend to bestow. Asia.
Asia.
Asia?
Ein.
No questions?
No.
We have their question, Rav. The question is, the light influences the creature before it produces the light of Chassidim? Is there light before the light of Chassidim?
Of course, the light influences the creature, and a result of this, the creature is in reaction. If he's capable, then he develops light of Chassidim. Max 6.
Now, during the study, you're trying to adhere to what you're studying, and it always slips away, and you're confused, and you can't stick to it. Why is that?
We are constantly revealing ourselves, in a moment maybe connected and then disconnecting. In a moment a moment connecting and then disconnecting again. It's a result of the reshimot, the records in us, that each and every record, we must realize it. To realize it, meaning to use it according to the current conditions, current elements. To connect to the 10 and then later, we disconnect, once again to connect, and once again disconnect. In such a manner, we are correcting the reshimot, correcting the records. We have many reshimot from the shattering. And thus our whole life, in such a manner, start, stop, connection, disconnection, and as much as we will do it in rhythm, each time being drawn to connection, that in each moment we disconnect, and by increasing this frequency of connection and disconnection, we are realizing all the reshimot, until we reach ultimately to the end of correction of all the reshimot, that all of them, by all the reshimot, we've all connected, disconnected, connected, and disconnected, until the final reshima. So we connect and we don't disconnect. And that's the end of correction. That's it. Toronto 2.
Rav, what does Baal HaSulam want to tell us when he says that the light of Chassidim is lower than the light of Chochmah?
Light of Chassidim is lower than light of Chokhmah because it comes from the awakening of the emanated being, from the awakening of the Adam with respect to the Creator. And so, of course, it is very lowly with respect to Chokhmah in its intensity, in its bestowal.
Asia.
Asia.
Morning. Sorry. Just director drop down. My question is, all inference creature before it produced the all Chassidim?
Light influences us all the time, the upper light. Without it, we wouldn't exist. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks not just about the influence of the light that upholds all of creation, rather how much this light influences us selectively, that it wants to awaken us to a correct reaction, to connection, to bring us closer such to the end of correction. So we are all the time under the influence of the upper light that advances us, pushes us to the end of correction. And this process is lengthy. We can hasten it on our part, and that's what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. How do we hasten the times?
Brazil 1.
Brazil 1.
Good morning. A question about the text that we just read. What it means, this intensification, this hitgabrut, what it means? What is this exactly?
Hitgabrut,
hitgabrut, overcoming, is that I say, don't want to connect with you, but I know that we must do it. I must do it. Because in this, I will bestow contentment to the Creator. And so I come closer to you and connect. I make an effort to connect. I cannot. So I request of the Creator, give me the force to connect with you. And this that I operate against my will to receive, the initial one that I didn't want to come closer to you, that's called an overcoming. Overcoming upon my natural desire that I work against the desire.
Latin 1.
Latin 1.
Gracias, Rav. La pregunta es la siguiente. ¿Podemos nosotros...
Thank you, Rav. The question is, can we accelerate this process with the Reshimot of disconnection and connection through the sentence, I awaken the dawn?
Yes, yes, yes. Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Rav, я слышал от вас, что свет Хохма для нас разрушителен без света.
Rav, I heard from you that the light of Chokhmah is destructive for us without the light of Chassidim. So my question is our prayer the action, the light of Chassidim?
We are always bestowing to the Creator in light of Chassidim. That's what the bestowal on our part is called, light of Chassidim, light of mercy. But in this light of Chassidim already clothes light of Chokhmah. And then we feel mutual bestowal, I to the Creator and the Creator to me. That's it. Dudi, let's continue. Yes.
Okay, so we're continuing in the middle of the article with, however, the first expansion. However, the first expansion, being light of Chokhmah, extends directly from the emanator. And the emanated being has no part in its extension. For this reason, it is much higher than it. For this reason, the light of Chokhmah is regarded as the emanated being's self and vitality. The light of Chassidim is only regarded as light for corrections, for the completion of the emanated being.
Meaning, does it belong to the light of Chassidim? It doesn't belong to the Creator. It only opens up the creature to receive bestowal from the Creator. It only measures the equivalence of form of the creature with respect to the Creator. Okay?
Now you will understand the four phases and degrees that must be in every emanated being. First, the light expands from the emanator as the light of Chokhmah, containing only the will to receive. This is phase one. Then the will to bestow intensifies in that light, and it extends light of Chassidim. This intensification is regarded as phase two, Bchina Bet. Then this light of Chassidim expands intensively. It will be explained below. And this is phase 3, Prina Gimel. After the above three phases fully emerge, the force of the will to receive, incorporated in the first expansion, reawakens and draws light of Chokhmah once more. This completes the permanent will to receive in the Partsuf that appears as yearning. When there weren't light of Chokhmah in the Partsuf, but light of Chasadim, after phase 3, when the emanated being could yearn for the light of Chokhmah. It is this yearning that determines the will to receive in him and completes his vessels of reception, which was absent in the first expansion. For this reason, the vessels of reception are completed only in this phase 4, also called the second intensification. Once phase 4 was completed in Ein Sof, the restriction occurred in her, meaning the departure of the will to receive from phase 4, causing the departure of light of Ein Sof from there.
In any case, I think let's continue and then maybe we'll return. Let's go on, Dudi.
We'll continue. This completes the explanation of the four phases that must exist in every emanated being. Phase 1 is called the first expansion, or Chokhmah. Phase 2 is called the first intensification, or Bina. Phase 3 is called the second expansion, or Zeir Anpin. Phase 4 is called the second intensification, or Malchut. The two expansions are regarded as males, for they are abundance that extends from the emanator. The first expansion is abundance of light of Chokhmah, and the second expansion is abundance of light of Chasadim. The two intensifications are regarded as two females, for they are an awakening of the emanate being, and the intensification of the desire by its own power. The first intensification is the awakening of the emanated being for the will to bestow, which becomes the root for the light of Chasadim. And the second intensification is the awakening of the emanated being for the will to receive, which becomes the complete vessel of reception in the Patsuf. It is always referred to as phase 4, Bchina Dalet.
Let's go on.
This phase 4 is called the middle point in Ein Sof. It is that which the Ari refers to when he says restricted himself in his middle point. It is called by that name, for it is a vessel of reception for the light of Ein Sof, which is immeasurable and boundless.
I'm reminding about the intention to all my friends, of our friends. Don't forget upon the intention of the study. As much as you want to understand it in your mind, even more, you need to make an effort to learn from this how we must bestow. And then, according to our desire, by intention, to learn from these actions of bestowal, we'll receive corrections. And then from within the corrections upon us, we will feel, in our senses we will see, how this works. Please do that.
For this reason, it is like a point in the interior and the middle of that light, while the light revolves around it and cleaves to it from all around immeasurably. Only thus can it sustain the upper light immeasurably and boundlessly. However, in the vessels of reception, after the restriction and below, meaning in the lower emanated beings, there are vessels that hold their light within them, in their internality. It means that the walls of the vessels, being their four phases, place a boundary and a measurement on the light inside them because of their thickness. However, in Ein Sof, where light and vessel are in simple unity, meaning he is one and his name one, the vessel does not limit that light that it holds. Hence, the light in it is regarded as Ein Sof. Now we have thoroughly explained the issue of the middle point in Ein Sof. We have shown that it does not refer to a corporeal and tangible place and area, but phase 4, B'china Dalet, which is incorporated in Ein Sof, is called by that name to indicate its simple unity with the upper light. Also, the restriction in that middle point has already been explained above in item 40.
You've reached letter 60?
Yes.
Okay. We don't see any questions. Okay, I hope that you'll read this sort of over the course of the day and talk about how do we hold the intention during the time of the study, and then according to the intentions will advance spiritually. According to the study of the text, we in any case need it in order to continue onwards in reading tests.
Africa.
Rav, the past weeks in our time, great separation was revealed, and in the world we can see great problems in our general clique. We have united in a counterattack against separation, in increased demand for connection. And perception of reality has us feeling sometimes we are the locomotive, and sometimes we feel that we are running behind the train. The question is, in this illusion called reality, is it enough for us alone to ask for the connection of the world kli, or do we need to rally the whole world kli?
You, in the meantime, don't need to be considering of all the world kli, because it will confuse you. It's enough for you to take into account your state and very much in it demand connection, such that you'll begin to reveal in the connection between you all what the Creator wants that you will reveal in it, that He must be revealed in the connection between you. That's what's important.
Asia.
Asia.
Morning. My question is, Orion, at first intended to produce the intentions to bestow that awaken the oil as a dim.
Does the upper light affect the ten to produce the intention to bestow that awaken the light of Hasadim?
Yes, correct. Correct. The upper light operates upon the ten in order to bring us to urgency to light of Hasadim, that we'll be able to stabilize, form ourselves from in the connection between us, a reaction to the Creator, like a guest to the host, that we shall have the opportunity to bestow back to the Creator. And this bestowal shall bring us light of Chasadim, light of mercy. And this light of Chasadim shall be as the light in which the light of Chokhmah will clothe, and in such will begin to reveal the Creator that clothes in the creature.
PT 12.
PT 12.
טוב, רב. אני מצד אחד מאוד משתדל לא לפוס...
Good morning, Rav. On the one hand, I'm trying not to perceive it in my brains, but I'm not sure I can hold on to the intention. I'm really scared to just sit and warm my chair. How can I make sure I'm sitting, doing it right?
שאתה דואג?
This day you're afraid, you're already doing it right. In this day you're worried that your study and your engagement in Kabbalah shall be entirely directed to bestow to the Ten, and through the Ten to the Creator. That's it. There is no more than that. In sum total, instead of all the different confusions that people have in this world, they don't know what to do or what to engage in. By you, it's very simple. Everything that's in me comes to me from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. And all that I need is to direct myself, whatever it may be, to that same Creator, as there is none else besides Him.
No, אני רואה שאינפו כבר.
Okay, I see Info is very, very much want to begin to tell us something. Please.
Hello, great חברים and חברות. This is the Congress preparation team, and we want to give you a short update how the whole world Kli is focusing right now on the prayer of the Ten. So we continue this effort on a daily basis. You can send your prayers until the end of the Congress. So every day when you pray, when you put your prayers together, please put them in a link, in a form. Can you please show us the link? And all those prayers will be compiled together at the end of the Congress into a common prayer. We also want to select prayers and read them at the end of the lessons in the Congress. We also would like to publish all your prayers at the website for the Congress, that everybody, every 10 can go there and be inspired and see how every friend, how every Javier and Javerot doing this work every day. And we will publish this link with the prayer every day. So please, when you meet with your friends, come together with the prayer. L'chaim to you, great, and we prepare for this wonderful Congress together. L'chaim. Back to the reader, please.
So, Rav, אנחנו סיימנו.
That's it, Rav, we're through.
מה אני יכול להגיד? נשתדל.
What can I say? Make an effort to be connected. Let's make an effort to be in the correct intention. And as much as possible to go over the same excerpts we read in the morning. And even in Tess, what we read. If we can go over this text, even if we don't understand, we go over it a few times, it becomes closer, more understood, we can better perceive it. It's not a problem believe me or not, to begin to study it in your mind. The matter is that each time we go over it, by this I want to advance to the Creator. Through a connection with the friends, I want to feel the Creator. I want that same upper light that it's talking about here, that it will influence me. Yes, and I will be in that same light, and then I will feel as such what is all of creation, what the upper light wants to tell me, because the Creator is the light of Himself, the light of infinity. So what does He want to tell me in this that I'm reading now about His actions? That's how I must more and more enter into the correct contact with the light, with the Creator, through the study and through connection with everyone. So, I hope you have a great day, and let's continue.
We'll conclude with the song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come along with one voice we can spread this song bring down the walls you know it won't be long when we're together we cannot be wrong
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я.
Here we are, you should come.
Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.